This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is an odd day for financial markets, with the bond market closed for Columbus Day. But the stock market is open, and with no clear path toward reopening closed parts of the federal government or averting an impact with the federal debt ceiling on Thursday, the mood is subdued on stock markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 21 minutes into trading, is down 80 points, 0.5% to 15,156. The S&P 500 is down 0.5%, so is the NASDAQ Composite Index. For a traffic report on the Washington gridlock, let's turn to Stan Collender, a former House and Senate Budget Committee staffer who writes about the federal budget, even when the global financial system may not be at stake. Hello, Stan.
Good morning, David. Good to talk with you.
Yes, you've been of the mind that we will default this week. You seeing anything this morning that makes you feel maybe you were wrong?
Well, first, I didn't say default. What I am saying is that I think there's a 50-50 chance that Congress won't increase the debt ceiling by the October 17th deadline that Treasury Secretary Jack Lew set. So whether we default on the 17th or not is another question, but I'm not sure we're going to get the debt ceiling done. And no, there is nothing that's happened over the weekend that has changed my mind about this at all. If anything, things are in slightly worse place than they were at the end of last week.
What about the argument that the U.S. has never actually defaulted before, therefore it can't happen this time?
Well, that to me is the most ridiculous argument at all. Just because we haven't done it before doesn't mean the moon, the stars, and the planets aren't aligning so that it won't happen now. We've had a lot of instances of that over the years, in fact, black swan type events where housing prices that hadn't gone down in 40 or 50 years suddenly went down. Wall Street wouldn't do this type of analysis about a company's financials. They can't do it about the U.S., where politics rather than bottom line is important.
What I'm hearing from you is you don't think this is just endgame brinksmanship that's going on. You're actually worried.
I'm actually very worried, and I have a group of budget wonk friends who have been getting together once a month for 30 years. There's 700 years of experience around the table, and we all think it's possible.
Stan Collender is a budget expert who also works for the public relations firm Corvus. He tweets from @TheBudgetGuy. Stan, thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.